Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Schwiees, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Quick reminder, what is it that you cannot do with Perish Shemitah? Well, you can't hold it under guard, you have to be mafker it. You can't do business with it. You're not allowed to use it in such a way that it gets ruined. Truth is, that's true for any pay that's Baal Tashchis, but here we're more strict. Even if you're getting benefit from it, you have to use it in the maximum way, the way it's normally used. And the fourth thing is there's a chi of beer. Chi of beer means if I bring, let's say, tomatoes into my house, if there are no longer any tomatoes available out on the field, I have to take the ones from my house and take them out. Not only that, suppose I sold the tomatoes, I have the money, the kedusha goes on to the money. And when there are no longer any tomatoes on the field, I have to take the money out of my house. Zakta Mishnah. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvi'is. A major rule, a major klal, Chazal said, in regard to Shvi'is. In Masechta Shabbos, there's a pair of klal Gadol. There the Gemara discusses which Mishnahs begin with klal Gadol and why. But we'll go weiter. Zakta Mishnah. Kol, any mean that grows from the ground, Shehu Maichol Adam, that a person can eat, may not be the most geschmacks the thing in the world, but he can eat it. Umaychol, or it's food behemah for his behemah. Umiminat soivim, or it's something that's used for dyeing. Skins, or clothes, coloring it. The word seveya means to dye. Maybe you remember from the Lamates Malachis. Seveya means dyeing. The einai miskayim ba'aretz, it doesn't last in the ground. At one point it rots, zakta mishnah. These things, yesh loy shvius, it has the kedusha of shvius, and all the previously mentioned halachis apply, uledamav, and also if you sell it, the kedusha goes on to the money. Uledamav shvius, the money gets the kedusha of shmita. What's the din with money that has the kedusha of shmita? Same din as peiros. Can't stam destroy it, can't do anything which may cause it to get diminished. You can't do business with it. You can only purchase things to eat and to drink, or for other hana. And that food, you can only use in the way you would use Shemitah food. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, yesh loy beer. There's a chi of beer when there's no longer anything left for the chayes out on the field. Uledamav. And let's say you sold oranges, you have the money for those oranges, and now there's no longer any oranges. So the money you got for it also has a chi of beer. You have to take it out. Again, what you do with it exactly, we'll soon see as the Shemiz Bach when we learn the halachais of beer. So I want to explain something to you. Really, in order for it to have the halacha of Shemitah, I need to establish one of the first three categories, that it's Michael Adam, or Michael Behema, or you can use it for dyeing. This that the Mishnah says, Ve'enem eskayim ba'aretz, that it doesn't last in the ground, that's only to say that there's a chi of beer. In other words, because it doesn't last in the ground, there's nothing left for the chai, you have to take it out. Let's say I have something that does last in the ground. So it's always available for the chaya. I never have to do beer, but I still have the other halachis of Shemitah. And now the Mishnah gives us examples. The Eza, which Michael is considered Einoi Miskayim Ba'aretz. And let's say it's also Michael Adam. So let me give you a chiddush. Mishnah is only giving us things that are a chiddush. Alei Haluf Hashaita. The leaves of Aluf Hashaita. Luf, as we know, is a kind of onion. Hashaita, what does this mean, Hashaita? Is there a smart luf and not a smart luf? So luf Hashaita means it's not the regular kind of luf. It's not the norm. It has wider leaves and it's also very bitter. You could make it sweet. You can soak it and make it sweet, but normally people don't exactly look forward to this. Still, has Kedusha Shemitah. The Alei Hadandana. Like the luf hashaita, you have the leaves of a mint plant. Ha'ulshin are endives, v'akreshin are leeks. Not like a leak in a sink. This is spelled L-E-E-K. It's also something in the onion family. In these two cases of ulshin and kreshin, there are two kinds, explains the Batanura. There are those that you plant in a garden, and there are those that grow in the wild. Normally, we wouldn't eat them because they're not so geschmack. But during a Shemitah year, when you don't have the regular ones, then those become chashiv. The people would take them. Vaitra says the Mishnah, the haragila. You want the dictionary definition? Purslane. You can eat its leaves. The netzachalav. Netzachalav is a milk flour. Why is it called a milk flour? Some say, says the Bat Tanura, because its flowers are white like milk. Some say if you actually cut the grass, there's like a milky substance that comes out of it. Okay, so those are in the category of Meichel Adam. And they don't last throughout the year. Then you have Meichel Behema. What would be in the category of Meichel Behema? Hachoichim Behar Dardarim, different types of thorns. And you remember the Pasuk, Koitz V'Dardar, right? That's what you're going to have. After the Chet Eitz Hadas, you're going to plant, you're going to get thorns. But the soft thorns, the animals could eat. Now, when the animal dreams about its supper, I don't think it's dreaming about thorns. But they could be eaten, the soft ones. So Choichim are thorns. Dardarim, dictionary definition, thistles. It's a prickly kind of a plant. Kind of thorns. Either way, that's what the Mishnah means, Meichel Behema, and they don't last throughout the year. Umiminatsaivim, from the plants that produce dye, you have Sefiche Isatis. Isatis is a plant that produces a blue dye. We're calling it Sefiche. Normally, Sefiche means things that grow by themselves, because the Bat Tanura explains the nature of this plant is after you cut it off, out of the root comes more. The Kaitza, that's the kind of plant that produces red dye. In all these cases, Yesh Lehem Shvias, they have the Halachis of Shemitah. If you sell it, Ulit Mayan Shvias, then the money takes over. The money has the Kedusha of Shemitah. Yesh Lehem Bir, if there's nothing available out on the field. And that's possible because these things don't last, as we said, you're not Miskayim. So you have to take it out, you have to do Bir, Ulit Mayan Bir, and if you sold it, and you have the money, and now there's nothing left of what you sold on the field, you have to take the money out of your house. So, chazing over our Mishnah. Basically, the Mishnah told us, you have something which is a Meichel Adam, even though it's not Lechatchila, it's a Meichel Behema, even though the Behemas aren't exactly too excited about it, but they could eat it. If it's something you can make a dye out of, it grows from the earth, and it's something that doesn't last in the earth. It has an expiration date. So these things have the Kedusha of Shemitah. If you sell it on the money, there's the Kedusha of Shemitah. And you have a chiyuv of beer. And if you sold it, you have a chiyuv of beer on the money if there's nothing left. And the Mishnah told us, in the category of Meichel Adam, we're including even things like the leaves of the Luf HaShaita, which is quite bitter, but you can make it sweet. Mint leaves, endives and creation that grow on the fields as opposed to gardens, the Regila plant, the milk flower. Those are all things that a person could eat. It doesn't last in the ground, and the Mishnah is telling us it has the Kedusha of Shemitah and the Chi of Beer. In the category of Meichel Behema, we had thorns and thistles. In the category of plants that produce a dye, we had the Istis plant and the Kaitza. Istis does blue, and Kaitza does red. In all these cases, the Mishnah told us, you have the Halachis of Shemitah. If you sell it, you have for the money the halacha of Shemitah, and there's a chiyuv of beer. If there's no longer anything left in the field, you have to take it out of your house. Later on, we'll see Be'ez Hashem Yisborach more about beer, exactly what it is. And if you sold it and you have the money, and these things no longer exist in the field, you have to take the money out of the house.